pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he.
Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. It's always fun to have in-studio guests.
I know. We've got Squidward and Mr. Krabs here.
Yay! Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
And I guess you're better known as Cody Cooley and Zach Kononoff.
Most people tell me that.
Well, welcome, you guys. And these are not cartoon characters, but they're real-life people who are in here because you are going to be real-life people on stage.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So tell us about the show, because in a minute, if you're listening, you're going to have a chance to win tickets. Otherwise, we're going to tell you how you can buy tickets. Yeah. So talk to us about the show.
So it's an all-original storyline. Our director, Tina Landau, and our book writer, Kyle Jarrow, assembled a lot of bits from the cartoon that you know and love, but it is an original plot line that starts with kind of like this apocalyptic kind of doom, and it's how characters from SpongeBob deal with it and how they treat each other and how a community, you know, is...
Comes together. And we've really emphasized bringing the humanity to these characters. They are characters that you've seen in the cartoon show and you know them and you love them, but now we're bringing them to life on stage. And as actors, we're bringing ourselves to these roles and really
turning them into three-dimensional characters.
Yeah.
Okay, so this isn't... There's not like a great big sponge running around.
No, absolutely.
SpongeBob SquarePants
They found ways to do the things like where how he stretches his arms and how he... But it's more creative than just, a cartoon cutout.
Yeah. Right.
It's actually somebody using his physicality.
Yeah,
so.
The whole... visual palette of the world on stage is just this beautiful, amazing world that our set designer, David Zinn, created. Just it flashes and it pops and it does this amazing job of paying homage to the cartoon but really bringing it to life.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of music. This is a musical.
Oh, yeah. And there's just this stacked list of songwriters. Yeah.
It's great to see the original songs from Lady A, among others, guys from Aerosmith, Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah. Some really, really heavy hitters.
Yeah.
And now the Philadelphia premiere is at the Forest Theater tonight. You both have local connections. Cody, where are you from?
I'm from Maryland.
Cody, also known as Squidward, by the way.
I'm sorry.
I'm from Maryland. I also graduated from Rider University, which is more like 45 minutes away.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Zach?
I went to school right here in Center City at University of the Arts for 4 years. I was a musical theater major from 2010 to 2014.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's awesome to be back where I went to
school. It must feel really good to be back.
It's amazing. And Lorenzo, who plays SpongeBob, also went to the school.
Oh, great.
So yesterday we walked around Broad Street together and showed him where I lived, and he showed me where he lived. It was amazing.
And you're like, remember when we were just college students and hoping we'd get jobs?
It's crazy,
Well, congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
I've seen a couple of the videos and stuff that are online and little previews, and it just really looks like it's so much fun.
It is a blast. Yeah.
For the whole family. Right?
For everybody out. For everyone. Yeah. Everyone will find something to love.
It's impossible not to have fun seeing this show.
Good deal.
Awesome. Yeah. So thank you, Cody and Zach, for coming in.
Thank you.
It's a SpongeBob musical making its Philadelphia premiere at the Forest Theater tonight. We do have a pair of tickets for tomorrow night's show, which is a 7:30 show. So for those, what do you think, caller 25?
I love that idea, Dave.
Good number. 215-263-6700.
And for everybody else, go to thespongebobmusical.com.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
92.5 XTU. Love you, love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.